Tourism has been a big part of Vancouver for a long time, as this tourism pamphlet from 1924 shows. The map is a neat look at how the city was set up nearly a century ago, with little drawings of some of the biggest sites and most important points in the city. Some are still here, like Prospect Point, though the Lions Gate Bridge hadn't been built yet. The library, now known as the Carnegie Community Center, and the CPR Depot, now known as Waterfront Station. There are also little write-ups about tours people can do. The map is from the early days of vehicle road trips. Ford Model Ts, the revolutionary car, had been around for 16 years. Those making the map appear to be targeting those early drivers with their special motor trips, which loop around Stanley Park, Marine Drive, Capilano Canyon, and the North Shore's Marine Drive. The drive passes four golf courses, the British Columbia University site, and Shaughnessy Heights. States the pamphlet, the university was based in Fairview at the time. This trip combines a most wonderful panorama view of the Gulf, Vancouver Island, the residence section, Burrard Inlet, and the North Shore Mountains. A look at vintage Vancouver adds, what may be the most fascinating part of the brochure, though, are the advertisements. Like the one for White Horse Scotch Whiskey, which clearly states it's not published by the government, prohibition in BC had just ended in 1921. There is a reputation behind it, states the ad copy. That's essentially the entire ad. Then there's good food, aka, the motorist's mecca. After all, there is no investment more calculated to yield big dividends than good food, reads the ad. That is, of course, if it is properly served. And Union Steamship Company's ad for a trip to Bowen Island really pushes its delightful sail, but seems somewhat less enthused about its accommodation there. Comfortable Hotel is the only mention. Another hotel took out a big ad. Hotel Canada, which is now an SRO on Richards, asked nicely for people to come stay there. The management of the Canada Hotel requests the pleasure of serving you as its guest during your stay in Vancouver, reads the ad. Rates were as low as $1.50 per night, but if you wanted a bath in your room, the cheapest was $2.50. There are also ads for a ladies' taxi service, the original Orpheum Theatre, which had the best in vaudeville, and, of course, Purdy's, then spelled Purdy's, world-famous chocolates. Oh, and a pound of Purdy's chocolate was going for $1, the same for a room at the Hotel Niagara.